Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Allwine, who's director of marketing with Tate. How you doing, Scott?
Good. Good to be. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Good to be with you. Let's talk a little background first. Most people know Tate. Some people know Tate Access Floors. You're the market share leader in, I think, the world, but definitely in the United States for raised panel access floors. Am I right so far?
Yeah, that's correct. We have about 65% of the market in the U.S.
Okay. Now, we've done several articles on this. I know this whole phenomenon got started as data floors, but it's expanded and it's used in all types of buildings now. And it used to be just for convenience of moving wires around and came along right after modular panels. But now it's a major phenomenon when it comes to the way buildings are built, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, we've seen something interesting over the last few years as the construction industry has contracted and the amount of buildings being built has decreased. Our percentage, by ours, I mean the raised floor industry, has actually seen a pretty significant increase. Last year, over 25% of all of the commercial office buildings built in the U.S., that's looking at commercial office starts, used the raised floor. And as you mentioned, some of those are using them for wire and cable management. Pretty much all of them are using them for wire and cable management. But a large portion are also including underfloor air. Last year, that statistic was about 70%. So, you know, we've seen significant growth in the raised floor industry over the last 3 to 4 years, basically coming from 10 to 15% of the market to over 25% of all construction. And we believe that a big reason for that is the way buildings are being built today. People want longer lifespans of the building. They want more environmentally friendly buildings. And including a raised floor with underfloor surface distribution is a key strategy to attain those goals.
Actually, if you think about it, the logic behind it, if you think about the precious metal of copper and how you've got to run thing up the ceiling, down the walls, you can use less wire by having everything in the floor, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Most of your termination points for your desks can be installed in the floor, which means when they come out of the closet, they can just drop down to the floor level and into the raised floor, which is usually only at 12 to 14 inches from the slab, versus overhead and back down to a wall outlet or into the furniture.
And like you were saying, you know, initially it gets started for cable management. Now that they're running air conditioning and heating under there, it's more efficient from that perspective too, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, underfloor air distribution can reduce the fan horsepower required by the HVAC equipment by 20 to 30%. And the way it does that is basically the underfloor space is an open plenum. So instead of using ductwork, the entire underfloor area is pressurized, which allows you to decrease the fans because you don't need the amount of static pressure to force the air through ductwork that you need overhead. So there's an energy efficiency advantage. Part of that is also that you're only really cooling or worried about cooling the bottom 6 feet of that space versus the entire space. In a typical overhead distribution system, you have a thermostat on the wall that's controlling the temperature in that space, but it's controlling it from floor to ceiling. In underfloor air distribution, you're using natural convection and letting the air warm so that you're really only worried about conditioning the first 6 feet, and above that, you're letting it warm to warmer temperatures than what you'd normally see in an office. But no one's in that space above your head.
Again, it just makes logical sense. Instead of pushing air down from the top where there's nothing up there, just go ahead and let that be a little bit warmer in the space and then just control the area where people are moving around.
And ASHRAE has actually recognized that in some of their latest codes where underfloor air distribution using the right diffusers, there's qualifications for how much mixing and the velocity of the air coming out of the diffuser, but you get the same ventilation effectiveness credit that you get with a traditional displacement system, 1.2, which basically just saying that the effectiveness of bringing the fresh air into the building is better than an overhead mixing system.
All right, well, listen, one of the reasons I want to talk to you, we ran a news story last week about the fact that obviously when you've got these access panels, you need to have some type of wear surface on there. And the one that's most readily accepted in the commercial environment is carpet. With the whole movement toward modular carpet, it's a perfect fit to have a modular carpet on these panels. And we were announcing last week a relationship with Interface as it relates to this posi tile.
Yeah, that's correct. We're happy to be working with Interface now to supply a PosiTel carpet. And what a PosiTel carpet is, basically, we ultrasonically weld buttons on the back of the carpet tiles so that they index perfectly with the raised floor system. That way, when you go to move a floor panel for, moving a service box due to a reconfiguration of an office space or something like that, you can move the carpet tile with it without having to cut in new holes in the new locations. So you're able to reconfigure the space without really wasting any carpet. And the partnership with Interface, what we've been able to do is offer that with no glue or no adhesive required solutions. So it's a nice advantage to be able to have the carpet tiles without having them glued to the floor from both an environmental standpoint as well as an installation and reconfiguration standpoint. There's a lot of advantages.
Now, I know a little bit about the history of this, enough to know that initially this was an arrangement you had with Shaw Industries, and they actually were manufacturing the buttons onto these tiles. And I guess you've taken that equipment now in-house, and that allows you to work with other people. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We've purchased the equipment from Shaw and now manufacture it in our facility. We still have an agreement with Shaw, a partnership to do PosiTel on their carpets, but it has allowed us to expand to different carpet manufacturers, and Interface is one that we were very active and happy to be able to partner with pretty early on. So,
now, as we mentioned earlier, obviously there's been a movement toward raised panel access. There's also been a movement toward modular tile. One, I guess, detail question, you can have the carpet overlap on a one-to-one so that the seams of the panel are the same as the seams of the floor covering, or you could put down modular and have it not be indexed the same, and I guess that's just a matter of preference, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part, there's variations of carpet tiles that are coming out now that, you know, we're actively looking at how we make into PosiTel. You know, we've seen a bit of a growth in rectangular carpet tiles that are different than a square. And so we're looking at some of those different things. The overlapping seams, it can create a little bit of a limitation when you go to reconfigure because the holes in the panel may not always line up. So you know, you're trying to work on a solution that will always be able to reuse the carpet. I mean, that's the real advantage.
Okay. All right, Scott. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, I've been talking to Scott Allwine, who is marketing manager with Tate, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.